Today, as we know, the Church celebrates the solemnity of All Saints. She brings out from her storehouse the tremendous stories of the saints, the lights who have gone before us and who are still actively interceding for us. The saints are really still with us, lighting our paths, unseen, yes, but truly operative in our lives. On this year, each day, or on this day each year, am I dyslexic? We read the Gospel of the Beatitudes. Why the Beatitudes? Well, very simply, because the Beatitudes are primarily a description of God's attitude and disposition. Poor in spirit, sorrowing, humble, hungry for holiness, merciful, single-hearted, and a peacemaker. The Beatitudes, we can say, are a short form of the gospel. They reverse the standards and values of the world. And this is what the saints accomplished in their lives. The Beatitudes are worth reading over and over again to be able to make them a vital part of our lives. By giving us saints, the Church holds up for inspiration, admiration, and imitation those who have lived the Beatitudes. If we want to be a saint, live the Beatitudes. The Church gives us saints in order to give us models of our own quest for holiness. Pope Francis wrote, "Holiness is the most attractive face of the Church. We are the face of the Church on earth. Our holiness must shine for all to see. Not a holiness that cries out, 'Oh, look at me, look at what I'm doing, this is how to be a good Catholic.' No, a holiness that humbly goes about doing good so others can see God shining through our lives." So as we honor these men and women who have already attained heaven by living the Beatitudes, I think we need to ask ourselves, how do I personally, and how does my faith community, flesh out the meaning of the Beatitudes so as to inspire others and to ensure our entrance into heaven? All that the Church does and teaches is meant to lead us to holiness. The saints in heaven have already fleshed out the gospel in their times and places. The saints make the Church credible, especially at the times when we see the sinful side of us humans who still struggle to live a life of holiness in our lives. Inspired by this Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave, and by the multitude of the blessed who exemplify for us the communion of the saints in heaven and on earth, we are called to holiness. We are called to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, as St. Paul wrote to the Romans. May we seek true holiness through the practice of the Beatitudes, and through the example of the faith, hope, and love that the saints who we honor today have shown to us in their lives.